Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Sure. It is 251-1-34-01-00-41-8870.
Okay, let me pull up your file here. Give me just a moment. Let's see. Is this El Tipico restaurant?
It is.
Okay. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Dina Villa.
Dina, okay.
I own the restaurant. Yep.
Okay. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
At this moment, it's going to be 419-514-1998. That's because I'm in my car at the moment.
Okay, cool. Is it your cell phone or something?
It is, uh-huh.
Okay. Let me just confirm some information I have on file here, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have and kind of lead you in the right direction. Let's see. Currently got 1444 South Avenue, Toledo, Ohio, 43609. Is that all up to date?
It is.
Okay. Let's see. And then I have a website, ltpicotoledo.net. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what's the best email to reach you at, Dina?
ltpicotoledo@yahoo.com.
Okay. And you said you're the 100% owner of the business?
I am.
Okay. And what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship? Are you incorporated?
It's an LLC.
LLC, okay. And how long have you been in business for?
Well, we've been here for 48 years.
Wow.
I took over the business. It's a family business.
Gotcha.
I took over the business. I believe the LLC was 2012, I think.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've been here since I was 2 years old. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's awesome, yeah.
Now.
It's a long time. So, got a good thing going over there.
Oh, well, we do, but we've had some hard knocks here recently. And
yeah.
I just going to be really upfront with you first because part of me didn't even want to call you.
Mm-hmm.
And another part's like, okay, well, I'll just give it a try. I've already been turned down, which really surprised me because it was, we had one of those loans through our credit card machine.
Right.
And it's completely paid off, but they said, no, you know, I'll try again in a few months. So I just was kind of put off by that. I went through a bad divorce, so my personal credit score doesn't look great. It's like, I think it's either fair or, I think it's fair.
Any idea of the number?
I don't have it right now.
Okay.
I want to say it was 5-something. Is that
okay.
Fair? 5, 6, 7?
Yeah, I'd say that's low to fair. We've approved files with sub 500 though, believe it or not. So.
Okay, and I don't know. It's just one of those deals. So during that bad divorce, and then we have people that were stealing from us, but they're gone now. We lost money, and that put me behind on some taxes. But now we're doing good. But I need to get caught up on these taxes so I don't have that on my back.
Okay.
And plus we have a, you know, catering business, so I wanted to be able to invest in that because that's the source of where we would bring in the most money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a couple customers in the restaurant industry. I know how profitable catering is. That's awesome.
Okay. that's where our focus wants to go, but we need to, get our van ramped up and some equipment and get that back going again.
Yeah, okay, so sounds like you got a great business going over there, just kind of running into some cash flow issues.
Oh,
here and there, right?
We do.
Okay.
We do, yeah. It's fantastic. We're the only fresh and organic Mexican restaurant in Toledo. We've had a following for, you know, decades, and I just, but I'm just a little irritated right now because I'm in the catch-22, you know, like, which way do I turn right now? I just want to be able to have some breathing room.
Right, you need money to grow, and if they can't give you any money, then you can't grow, so you're kind of, like, stuck. I got it.
Right, if I don't get these taxes off my back, then there's penalties, and then it's like you're drowning. I'm like, come on, I'm already drowning. Well, I'm
exactly.
Not drowning, but, I'm pedaling, and you want to drown me, so I need to pay these off so I can get those penalties out of there. and just have breathing room, but and start, you know, actually cranking out some money instead of worrying about those things.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Just have one person or one source to pay, which would be, you know, the loan. But mm-hmm. I guess I'm kind of discouraged because I'm thinking that you're going to tell me no.
Yeah, let me.
Other people told me no.
Yeah, no, I'm more than happy to help. So, have you inquired at a couple different like companies or banks or like lending agencies recently, or?
It was what was the name of that company? Our merchant right now is Worldpay,
mm-hmm.
and they use whoever they use. That's who we went through.
Was it Can Capital? Okay, yeah, I'm very familiar with Can Capital. So you applied through Can Capital, and they said, sorry, there's nothing we can do?
Nothing right now, because, they said, try again.
What was the feedback they gave you? Was it because your credit, or was
they
it...
They said that there was overdraft in the bank account.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they said no.
Okay, gotcha. How many overdrafts have you guys had lately?
I think we had... recently, just week two, but prior to that, we didn't have them, so
okay.
Every so often, yeah, there's an overdraft in there. I hate the bank.
I know, it happens.
Like, you know, there's money in there, and then they say there's not. I'm like, what the heck? You took it out at midnight when you were sleeping.
Hate that. Who do you bank with, by the way?
Citizens,
okay. Do you have a line of credit with them, like for your business, or have you gone to them for your financing need? I'm assuming they probably told you the same thing,
no.
Right?
No, I haven't even tried them.
You kind of already know what they're going to tell you, basically, or?
Yeah, I just don't even want to try them.
Okay, got it.
I
so
mean,
you
I
mentioned.
I suppose I should try them, but I haven't yet.
Yeah, no, I can kind of give you my perspective because I have a lot of customers kind of in, you know, similar situations, and usually they'll go to their bank first and they tell them no, of course, right off the bat. Bigger banks want everything to be perfect. You know, they want you to have, I mean, they don't really understand you're running you're a small, medium-sized business, and you're going to run into cash flow issues. It's just the way it is with small businesses.
Yeah,
so, yeah it's really, yeah, it used to not be like that. It's really after the 2008-2009 financial recession that they became a lot more conservative, I guess, when extending approval offers and things like that. So they don't really mess around too much with small and medium-sized businesses anymore. But that's kind of like where we kind of came into play and in filling that gap. So you mentioned that you're looking for some...
I apologize. I'm just going to say... You know, we've got a lot invested in this restaurant. We don't want to give up on it. We never plan on doing that. This has been our home for 48 years. You know, we're like a little historical landmark, you know, and I just would like to be able to keep it going.
Right. So. Yeah, no. From my perspective, I mean, it's like, yeah, there could be some risk associated with your business, but the bottom line is you've been around for such a long time. You've made it through worse situations than this. You know what I mean? You guys have been through, I mean, you you were little when it started, but you guys have been through, you know, how many recessions has there been in the last 50 years? Like 3 or 4? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
easily. Every decade
every,
at least, right?
Every 8 years. Yeah. We currently, I believe we gross about 300,000.
Okay. And is that, do you guys have one location, or?
We have one location.
Gotcha. Okay. So you did you guys do 300,000 last year?
I'm going to have to confirm that, but yeah, I think it was anywhere
that's
from
fine.
250 to 300,000 is what my bookkeeper told me, yep.
Okay, cool. Okay. And what about the previous year? Do you remember, or do you have an idea?
No, I don't. I apologize. The reason why I'm calling you from my phone is because I had to go pick up some supplies, and I thought, well, what the heck, I'll call you.
No, yeah,
when
you're
on the road here.
You're busy. You're running a business. You gotta make time when you can get it. So I understand.
But I can get you that information.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned that you're looking for some cash to pay off taxes, right?
Correct. Taxes,
okay.
And then I want to, you know, if there's any possibility to have money to.
For equipment?
He gets more the catering equipment, yeah.
Okay, what kind of equipment is it for catering?
Oh, just your basics, like holding containers for heat, holding containers for cold products.
Okay.
Things like that.
Okay.
Holding containers. Trays, things like that.
Cool. Do you normally get financing for your like restaurant equipment, or how do you normally pay for it?
My restaurant equipment?
Yeah, like.
Oh, I don't know. We've been pretty good on that. We just pay it as we need it.
Gotcha. Okay, so how much could you use, like, ideally? Well, firstly, how much do you owe in taxes that you need to pay?
Well, it could be on taxes, we're talking about 50,000
Okay.
grand total, all of it.
Right. Are you on like some sort of payment schedule, or do you have like a pressing deadline that you need a certain amount by a certain date or anything like that?
I have a payment schedule, and but I also have another one that I just would love to get rid of, which is, oh, that one's the 24,000.
Okay. So is 24,000 basically like the minimum that will help you in this current situation, or?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. So 50K total for taxes, 24 would be the minimum that you would need right now. And as far as the equipment, how much would you need to cover the catering equipment?
Oh, that would only be like, for the extra things we need, and also for the vehicle that we wanted to put displays on it, those stickers, what do you call that? I can't think of what it's called.
Like decals or something?
Thank you. That's the word, decal. I would say no more than 3 to 5,000 there.
Okay, cool. 35,000. Yeah, and once you start getting the catering stuff going, it's literally probably going to improve your situation overnight, once you.
Oh, absolutely. That is our ticket. We do it, but I want to be able to do it a little more, at ease.
Yeah.
We just have stuff that's old that I want to replace and look more professional with
Oh,
it.
totally. Yeah, image is everything. So do you get what kind of events do you guys do? Like weddings or like corporate events or?
We do everything. We do obviously businesses, so corporate, and then yeah, we've done weddings and funerals, and we've done the local events here with our zoo and our
Cool.
museum, things like that.
Yeah, I'd imagine you guys have been around so long, everybody knows you guys, right? It's kind of a smaller town over there in Ohio.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely, and that's why I want to hit the lunch businesses.
Oh
That's what
yeah. Man,
really
it
want
sounds
to
like
hit.
so much potential here. That's awesome.
Well, there is, yeah. And that's the other thing. I got to get the catering menu finished, so I can do that. Pay cash with that. That'd be nice.
Yeah. So when is the deadline that you have that 24K in taxes due?
Well, there isn't a deadline on it.
Okay.
It's not like they're not going to shut me down or anything like that.
They just keep
But
sending you letters and stuff.
I would just like to, get rid of it. If
Yeah.
it's, next week or something, would be great. But I don't
Yeah.
know how long.
Okay.
I know the paperwork says 72 hours, but whatever you guys do, it's fine.
Yeah, no, we work pretty quickly, especially it being towards the end of the month. We want to kind of get stuff done as soon as possible. I'd say realistically, if everything goes smoothly and you get approved and everything, we could probably have you funded by like mid next week. Of course, I can't promise anything, but I'm just saying, if it goes smoothly, best case scenario. But yeah, I don't see why it would take longer than like a week or so, worst case. So give me just a moment here. So, do you have like a tax lien on your business right now or no?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, gotcha. Have you had any bankruptcies or anything like that in the past on your credit report?
No.
No, okay. That's good. Okay. So you said you've applied at a couple different places, including Can Capital and a couple other ones?
It was Can Capital for sure. I can't remember if I tried another one a few months back. I might have. I don't remember the name of it, though.
When was the last time that you applied?
I believe it was like 2 to 3 months ago.
2 to 3. Okay. Yeah, a lot can change in 2 to 3 months. Do you have any other options? Like, do you have a plan B? Just say we're not able to approve you. Is there something else that you can do?
Just work our butts off like we always have.
Just sweat it out,
Sometimes
right?
it's
Just
worked
keep.
really hard.
That's all you can
Yeah,
do, right?
that's about
Yeah.
it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just to let you know a little bit about the process, like I mentioned, we work pretty quickly. We look at it's like I said, we make it easy. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. These programs are based on the cash flow of your business. So we kind of do sort of cash flow analysis and present you with some options based on those last 6 months. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you guys already file your 2015 taxes?
Yeah, you need a copy of that.
Okay, cool. Okay, very good. And then you said you're with Citizens Bank, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You should be able to just log in and download the PDFs for the last 6 months. And typically it'll just be a file that you can email to me. And then once we get all the application information, it's typically about a 24-hour turnaround time to get you an approval. So I don't know how busy you are today, but if you wanted to get that to me today, I'd be happy to get that submitted and hopefully have some answers for you by Monday.
It's Friday. It's coming on Friday night here. Where are you located?
I'm on the West Coast, so I'm 3 hours behind you. Yeah, I know. I know you're busy and running a restaurant. You probably work seven. I know restaurant owners work like 70 hours a week. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy.
The likelihood of me getting this to you tonight is not good, but I can definitely work on it tomorrow, and then it'll be in your email, by Monday.
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to process it first thing Monday morning. That way we can kind of get the ball rolling for you as soon as possible. Couple other quick questions. How many employees do you guys have right now?
Okay. Oh, we have 12.
12 employees, okay. And you said you guys specialize in fresh organic, right? You're like one of the only ones in your area.
We're the only organic Mexican restaurant, Toledo. Yep, that's our ticket there.
Gotcha.
There's nobody else.
Yeah. Okay.
Besides, we're the oldest restaurant. We're the oldest Mexican restaurant in the city of Toledo as well.
That's cool.
That helps.
That's awesome. So, you a Cleveland Cavaliers fan?
I'm sorry?
Are you a Cleveland Cavaliers fan?
Oh, I'm too busy to work. I don't get to have any kind of check on. I have no idea. I don't know if they go on our, like you had our our webpage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you ask me about that? Yeah. And then they can click on our Facebook page and you can see that we have like over 8,000 likes on there. So we're a legit business. They can check us out.
Cool. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It looks awesome. Looks really authentic and everything.
Are you on the Facebook page?
No, I'm on the main website. Let me go on your Facebook.
Yeah, on the main website, you'll see those little keys there. You can click the Facebook page, and it takes you to that as well.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no, I was just asking about the Cavaliers because I watch basketball. From what I understand, the whole state is like, after they won the championship, it was like crazy. Like people were out on the streets celebrating, and I don't know. Maybe that was just Cleveland. I don't know how far you are from Cleveland.
It is Cleveland. We're 2 hours away.
Gotcha. Sorry to make it off topic. Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info right now. You should be getting it in the next 5 or 10 minutes. And then feel free to give me a call if you have any questions at all just regarding the process or about the application, and I'll be happy to walk you through it. I'll have email access over the weekend, so if you have any questions, feel free to email me, and I'll be able to respond. But otherwise, we could touch base on Monday. So for your email, I have ltpicotoledo@yahoo.com. That's right?
Correct. Yep. It's on the website, too. You can find it there.
Okay, cool.
Or maybe not.
Okay, cool.
But anyway, it's ltpicotoledo.
Okay, cool.
Yahoo.com. But what was your name again?
It's Julian, Julian. Okay. Another thing I wanted to mention. You mentioned that you have you used an MCA loan before, where they take a percentage of your credit card sales, basically? It's like a variable payment rather than a fixed payment? Okay,
yeah,
gotcha. Do you prefer those, or do you like something better with a fixed payment?
I'm good either way. I mean, whatever one they feel more secure with.
Okay, cool. So you're kind of open to different options. I'm just asking because some people love those programs and some people hate them. I think they're great for certain businesses, kind of depending. Like restaurants is really good because if you have a really good month, you can make a bigger payment and it'll bring down your balance. And if you have a slow month, they're not going to take as much on the payment. So I can try to see what options that you would qualify for as far as working capital with fixed payments and the merchant programs where it's a variable payment. In addition to the 6 months of the bank statements, can you submit to me 4 months of your merchant processor statements from your credit card?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I'll specify all this in the email, okay?
Okay.
I think we covered everything. Do you have any other questions for me? Questions, concerns, anything like that?
The only question I have is that we might be switching to Evo, which is another merchant.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Evo?
Okay, gotcha.
Are you familiar with them?
It rings a bell. I'm not 100% familiar though.
Well, my main thing is, if we were to switch merchants, would that complicate anything?
It could, but it is something that we can work with. I think we should prioritize the working capital programs just in case. But I'm gonna see what options we have. Like, if we can present you with both options, and you can kind of weigh them out and see what works best for you, we'll do that. By the way, is there kind of like a term that you're looking for? Obviously, the longer the term, the better, right?
Well, I mean, I like when if I'm just looking at the paper one, you know, obviously 3 years or less is good with me. I don't want to drag it out.
Right. Okay. If you don't qualify, just, you know, hypothetically, if you don't qualify for like a 3-year program and you qualify for like a 12-month program, will that work for you?
Yeah.
Will that help? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
My
I prefer to get rid of it quickly.
Okay, cool. Yeah. My goal in this case is going to be to approve it for the largest amount possible with the longest term. And then we can kind of work backwards from there if you wanted to do something shorter term. These programs are really flexible. Also, keep in mind they're renewable. So if we get you, you know, say a 1-year program or even shorter, like a 6-month or something, and halfway through the term, you need more cash, we can refinance it with a longer term, oftentimes cheaper rates too, since you're a returning customer. And then the other thing is, this is all going to go on your business credit. It's not going to go on your personal credit. So it's not going to adversely affect your credit score even more, because I know it's a concern that you have, as you mentioned, after the divorce and everything like that. So.
So when they see that there's liens, I mean, is that going to stop it, or will they understand that that's what the money is going to, and then the liens will be lifted?
Yeah, no, exactly. We can work with that. It's definitely going to be a factor, but it is something that we can definitely work with. So I'm hopeful on this, and I'm optimistic. And yeah, so yeah, you don't have a bankruptcy. So if you had like a lien and a bankruptcy, that would be like a red flag. But yeah, we can definitely work around that. So yeah, just keep in mind, these programs are based more on your cash flow of your business and less weight on your credit. You know, where if you go to your bank to get a car loan, they're going to look at your credit report. We do have to look at your credit report, just because there's certain people that we're legally not allowed to lend to, like if you're in the process of a bankruptcy or something like that. But these programs are primarily based on the cash flow of your business. And it sounds like you have a pretty healthy business going. You're just kind of running into some very normal you know, issues right now. So.
Yeah, we just went through some major bumps, and when I finally realized that two people were stealing from us, then so, I kind of realized where money was going, so they're gone.
Man, so were they like embezzling, or what were they doing?
You know, when you have servers that are taking a couple hundred dollars every single week or more between the two of them, that's extra bottom line, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh man,
they're gone.
Yeah. Okay.
They're absolutely gone. And then we raised our prices because we weren't current. So now that's been done. So we're looking good. But I just, like I said, I just want to take this weight of these taxes off, so I'm not worried about more penalties. And then, like you said, you know, you're just constantly trying to dig yourself out.
Yeah, and it's a catch-22. You're like, well, let me breathe, and I'll be able to make these payments. You keep penalizing me, and I'm never going to catch up. Yeah.
Right. That's why I just want them off. But I don't know, Julian. I hope you can do something. I don't know.
I hope so, Dina. I'm going to do my very best. And like I said, as soon as I get the paperwork in, I'll make sure to get this processed, and I'm going to make a good case for you to get the best approval possible, and I'll let you know. I'll give you some feedback right away if I have any feedback from my underwriting department. If they're, you know, kind of pessimistic about it, I'll let you know right away, just to kind of keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
But
because our good months obviously are coming up with all the holidays, and that's when we're
I'd
like some breathing room before that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good timing. You called before it gets too crazy in the holidays, so.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's when we start making some money, so that'll be,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good time to start paying back a debt. But
exactly.
So like
exactly.
I said, I just wanted some breathing room.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right, Julian, well, I will wait for your email. I'll do my best to get you all the information, okay?
Sounds good, Dina. Really a pleasure chatting with you, and I'm looking forward to helping with you, and we'll touch base on Monday.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.